The world doesn't stop. The world continues to change. So we as people need to change along with it.
The next idea.
If you're an Apple person, you know that what is so innovative about that is the fact that everything is so seamlessly connected. Your iPhone links up beautifully with your iPad. The photos you store in iCloud happily make their way onto your devices and your Mac. And it's all serviced at the Apple Store. Different components, one seamless experience. Jeff DeGraff thinks we need to apply that idea to moving Michigan's economy forward. Jeff is our partner for the next idea, and he's a clinical professor of management and organizations at the U of M Ross School of Business. Jeff, your latest next idea essay is all about connecting Michigan's three economies. What are those economies?
Well, Michigan really has a very interesting ecosystem, if you will. It has very large businesses in the greater Detroit metropolitan area. Think about the automobile trade. Think about the defense trade. It has a lot of what are called mid-size or mid-tier businesses in western Michigan. If you think about that 131 corridor that goes from Kalamazoo all the way to Traverse City, there's a lot of these kind of 1,500-person businesses. And then we've got a startup economy, and it happens in a lot of places in Michigan, but perhaps most emblematic here in Ann Arbor, where there's a number of companies that start here. And think about like the founders of Google and Groupon. They start here, but then they go somewhere else to get bigger. The real issue is, how do these three economies sync up?
And do they?
They don't right now. Mm. And I think they don't for a number of reasons. They don't ideologically because there are some different ideas about how economies are supposed to work and the role in which the government is supposed to play in connecting these economies. And two, they don't because the needs are quite different in order to grow them. So, for example, in a startup economy, you need – if you're going to do high tech, you need a lot of really, really, really intelligent people who are super motivated. And you're going to find these in these college corridors around the state and particularly here in Ann Arbor. If you're going to build a mid-cap kind of a company or a mid-sized company, you need to have a company that's more of a family kind of a business, something that's going to be succession from one generation to the next. They're going to stay put.
We hear that from West Michigan all the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to build a large multinational, of course, you're going to have to be beholden to the shareholders, what's happening on Wall Street and around the world. So those require very different kinds of people at very different kinds of scope and scale. The real challenge in an economy is, how do these go together? So here's what typically you'd like to have happen. You'd like to have the smaller startup companies create intellectual property, things that there's proof of concept for, but really we can't get it large enough. You'd want those to be licensed to mid-sized companies that maybe make a part, maybe an air filter, maybe a part of a piece of biotechnology, maybe a buffering agent, et cetera. And you'd want those to be licensed or sold to a large multinational. And the reason you want this ecosystem is that each one of these types of businesses, these general patterns, have both a strength and a weakness, or a blind spot, if you will. And putting them together creates this sort of ecosystem that you're talking about with Apple as an example.
Yeah. So they feed each other.
Yeah. So do we have a business model for the state of Michigan? What we really have are three separate business models for the state of Michigan. And there's a lot of people now really trying to sync this up. There's a wonderful piece written recently by Phil Powers about how he thinks this should happen. I know the MEDC is working on this. A lot of trade associations are working on this. But the real issue is, how is this all going to go together?
And you have this idea in your essay about a matchmaker.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in people. You know, it's a funny thing. Most people believe in process, but over all the years, what I've learned in working with all these companies is, at the end of the day, there are some people who can make those connections and can make things happen. So rather than, you know, voting for something, or rather than having maybe the government tell us what to do, I think it would be really interesting is to have these groups, maybe the associations or the regional representations for these different types of companies. It'd be very interesting for them to, in a sense, create a very small group of matchmakers. And the matchmakers would be from these three sizes of companies. And the idea would be to put seekers and solvers together, to put demand and need together. Now, a lot of countries do this, you know. This is basically how Germany grows. This is the whole German model, where most German companies are kind of these mid-sized companies, mm-hmm. and they have these associations that put smaller companies and larger companies together with mid-sized companies and sell their products in Brazil and Indonesia and all around the world. And also our friends in Ontario do this as well. So this is not a particularly unheard of model.
And it's something that could happen here. But what about other parts of the state, Jeff? What about the UP or the Thumb or the Sunrise side of the state? Where do they fit into
this? Well, I think we'd have to figure out which economies they were closer to. And there might even be a fourth type of economy here. Remember, the second largest economy in the state of Michigan is agriculture. So I absolutely agree with you that maybe I've missed one here, that maybe we have to have something that's more akin to what you might see in Iowa or in Nebraska and representing farmers as well and natural resource businesses.
I do have to say this, though. I'm a lifelong Michigander, Jeff, and we've always seen sharp divisions among certain regions and groups in Michigan, whether it's Detroiters and West Michiganders or Youpers and Trolls or even the Spartans and the Wolverines. So what makes you think we're able to play nicely with each other's economies?
Well, full disclosure, I'm like the governor. I'm from the western side of the state. I have a good Dutch name, right? De Graaf, right? So I speak both languages. And one thing that both sides of the state have in common is entrepreneurial zeal. I mean, the art of the deal. There's a deal to be done. There's a business to be run. And I think there's something very practical about Michigan people that I really enjoy. So I think, you know, if in fact there was less emphasis on politics and ideology and more emphasis on the economics of this, what is it? What's the advantage for everybody? And more the ability for businesses to self-organize. So not impose, but allowing the businesses to self-organize. Rotate some of these matchmakers around. Give these matchmakers the ability to apprentice additional matchmakers, some of our young people, so that we have reestablished the ability to have one state and we reestablish some of these connections that maybe have been gone for a couple of decades.
Now, we always want to cap off these installments of The Next Idea by tossing out a question that we can all think about and weigh in on. So, Jeff, what question do you have for us?
If it were up to you, how would you select the people that were going to be the matchmakers to connect these three types of businesses? And I want to add one more. What other types of businesses would you add?
Good questions. Well, tell us what you think on Twitter at NextIdeaMI or on Michigan Radio's Facebook page or the Next Idea link at MichiganRadio.org. And that's where you'll find the essay that we've just been talking about. Jeff DeGraaf, our partner on The Next Idea and a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.